hell, I didn't know that. Well, this time Candace Elfert has managed to keep it quiet, at least for now. But the sheriffs and supervisors in the Qualheim counties and the Willow West still insist there's nothing wrong. Those that answer their communication blocks. I think that's the strangest aspect of this situation. I can't see the Ivetts pointing a laser at their heads all day, every day. I find it very hard to believe the Ivetts could take over a whole county in the first place, let alone four. Rex, who might be right about an external group being behind it. Were these new Willow West images fuzzed, like the last batch from the Qualheim? Kelvin gave his counterpart a significant look. Yes, unfortunately they were, and my technical officer can't work out how it was done. She's not the greatest electronic warfare expert in the Navy, but she says there isn't even a theory which could account for it. I have to give serious consideration to the fact that Rex Rue is right. And there's something else, too. Ralph broke out of his reverie at the tone. I have been authorized, he emphasized the word, to tell you that Edenist intelligence agents believe Latton is still alive, and may be on Lalonde, specifically in Schuster County. They say he contacted them to warn them of some kind of Xenoc incursion. They left Durringham 3 days ago, heading upriver to investigate, but not before they made me contact Aethra to update it on the situation. And Ralph, they looked worried. Edenist intelligence is operative here? Ralph asked. He never had the slightest hint. Yes. Latin. I think I know the name. Some kind of serpent insurrectionist. But he's not stored in my neural mnemonics file. Probably got him in my processor block back in the embassy. I'll save you the trouble. His file's in the computer. It's not nice reading, but be my guest. Ralph datavised the request into the office computer and sat in a disturbed silence as the information ran through his brain. His training had covered Edenist serpents, but in a remote, academic fashion. He was used to dealing with mercenaries, blackhawks, smugglers, and devious politicians, not someone like this. The datavise seemed to be pumping cryogenic liquid down his spinal cord. "And the Edenist thinks he's on Lalonde?" he asked Kelvin, aghast. "That's right. They were never sure, but he showed an interest in the place decades ago, so they kept a watch. Now it's confirmed. He survived the Navy assault and came here. According to the agents, he called them because whatever is behind the Qualheim disturbances was breaking through his defenses." Jesus wept. "There is a remote possibility that it was some kind of bluff to attract Void Hawks here, so he could take them over and get himself and his associates off-planet. But I have to say, it's not likely. It looks like there really is some kind of external influence at work in the Qualheim counties." "The Edenists wanted me to know?" "Yes. They thought it was important enough to override minor political constraints. Their words. They want the First Admiral and your senior Saldanas warned, as well as their Jupiter consensus. Latin by himself would require a major military action. Something which can defeat him would probably mean deployment at fleet level." Ralph stared at Kelvin Solanke. The Navy officer was badly frightened. "Have you told the governor?" "No. Rex Rue has enough problems. There are over 4,000 colonists in the transients' dormitories who have had their farmsteading gear either burnt or looted. He can't ship them upriver, and he hasn't got any replacement gear, nor is he going to get any in the near future. There are 3 colonist carrier starships in orbit with their Ivetts left in zero tau. Rex Rue can't bring them down because they'll be murdered as soon as they step out of the McBoeings. The starship captains aren't authorized to take them back to Earth. There are still sectors in the east of Durringham where full civil order hasn't been re-established. Frankly, given the state of the city, we're expecting widespread civil disobedience within 3 weeks. Sooner, if word about the Qualheim revolts spreading downriver reaches town. And with the way those idiot sheriffs leak confidential information, it will. We're looking at virtual anarchy breaking out. I don't consider the governor as someone we can turn to with this information. He's between the classic rock and a hard place right now. You're right, Ralph agreed unhappily. God, Why Lalonde? He hated the place,